a look back at the SpaceX vision and the dedication of the new SLC-40. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. If SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell's predictions prove out, by the time you're hearing this, the Falcon 9 rocket may already have lifted the Dragon spacecraft into low Earth orbit for two revolutions, before the attempt at the first commercial spacecraft re-entry ends with a splashdown in the Pacific, 500 miles west of Mexico. Unfortunately, I couldn't wait that long to plan what to bring you in the special feature today. So, I'm going to bet the mission will be a success. Back on November 1st of 2007, SpaceX founder Elon Musk was holding court at the dedication of Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral, which has since been refurbished to handle launches of SpaceX's big Falcon 9. ANN's Jim Campbell got to talk with him that day about the future, and I thought it might make a great way to observe what may be a historic day for commercial space exploration to play it back for you now. We'll start with a few words from Elon outside in the wind.
We look forward to having a booster on this launch pad in about a year, sometime at the end of next year, and helping make United States the leader in space launch again.
And we'll be back in 30 seconds for Jim Campbell's chat with Elon Musk. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Sirius, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Sirius Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Here now is Jim Campbell's brief conversation about the future with Elon Musk from late 2007.
Elon, first of all, congratulations. Groundbreaking for a project this monumental has to be a very big deal for you, even after everything you've done. Can you talk to us about what SpaceX is doing here, of all places, amidst all this history?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're planning to launch our Falcon 9 launch rocket from Pad 40 that we just did the groundbreaking on. We're very proud to be here. It's a site of tremendous history, having been the Titan 4 launch site until last year. And it's well suited to our launch vehicle, because our launch vehicle is about the size of the Titan 4. The Falcon 9, Falcon 9 Heavy actually will have more payload to orbit capability than any other rocket in the world. So it really needs a large launch site like this to be able to operate. And we also expect to do the NASA flights to the space station with cargo and crew from this launch location. So we expect to make very heavy use of this launch site. We expect to have the first Falcon 9 rocket at the Cape by the end of next year. And then depending upon the weather and range availability and regulatory elements, we may either launch at the end of next year or potentially early 2009. We're very excited to be here. And you know, the Cape, I think, is the premier launch site in the world, and it's you know, as I was saying out there, and I was talking to a friend of mine about launching from Cape Canaveral, and he said, "Wow, that's like opening on Broadway." So we're just very excited to be here and be operating from such a site and a launch complex of such significance.
With all the turbulence and other aspects of the COT situation right now, all of a sudden you find yourself in the catbird seat. Where do you think this leaves SpaceX at this point, and is there anybody who can compete with you?
Well, we're just heads down, focused on execution and getting the job done, passing the NASA milestones. We passed what is arguably the most significant milestone, which is the critical design review with NASA a couple months ago. And NASA gave us very, very good grades on that that critical design review. So we haven't really thought too much about what others are doing. We're just really focused on what we're doing. To the best of my knowledge, I think there's no one close to us. But of course, it's like if you're doing a race, you just focus on the race and getting the job done.
With all that you've accomplished in industries outside of commercial space, why here? I mean, you could have basically sat back and had a very comfortable life without all this heartache.
Well, yeah, that's true. I get a lot of people asking me, why don't I buy an island and sort of sit on the beach sipping Mai Tais? And, you know, that sounds good, but it gets boring. And I like to do things. I like technology. I like, you know, I'm a big believer in the future of humanity and trying to make it as exciting and bright a future as possible. And I think space exploration is really a critical part of that. You know, I really want a future where we're a space-faring civilization rather than one where we're stuck on Earth forever. And so we're trying to help make that future happen. And that's really why I'm investing my money in the rocket business. It's you know, I think we'll build a company at the end of the day that has value, but from a risk-adjusted reward standpoint, the rocket business is not the first place you'd look to invest money.
So let me stick you with a really tough question.
Sure.
We're here 10 years from now. What will we be congratulating you on then?
Wow, 10 years from now? That seems like a long time in the future. You know, SpaceX has only been around 5 years, so you're talking about triple our current lifespan. Well, I hope we're doing manned space flight on a weekly basis. You know, maybe even on a daily basis in 10 years, where it's just flight, and it's just so routine. It's like, it's almost like an aircraft taking off. You know, it just becomes something that people expect, and that we've driven the cost down, proven reusability, so that we can really drive the cost of space transportation down by a factor of 10 or more. And we might, you know, depending upon how things go, we might actually have a larger rocket developed, and maybe bringing a larger rocket than Falcon 9 to Cape Canaveral. If I were to describe the best of all possible worlds, that would be it.
Well, 10 years from now, we'll have to revisit this conversation.
Absolutely. That'll be an interesting retrospective.
And so, that future is here. It didn't play out as quickly as Elon Musk predicted back in late 2007, but then how many things have? Whether or not Falcon and Dragon have a big day today, there are at least two more launches scheduled for 2011. Before long, we'll be reporting on the first automated docking of an unmanned Dragon with the International Space Station. And within 3 to 5 years, we could be looking at the first ISS crew rotations to be carried out using commercial spacecraft. And one thing is still consistent with that 2007 interview. So far, nobody else is close. Elon Musk is the founder, CEO, and chief technology officer of Space Exploration Technologies, better known as SpaceX. Find out more at spacex.com. Jim Campbell is founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of ANN. But today, he's better described as a giddy kid with a camera down at the Cape. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.